share with you from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And I'll be reading out of the 9th chapter, beginning at verse 27 down through verse 30. Supporting scripture this morning coming from 1 John 5, 14 and 15. The Bible reads, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." Right. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. Don't be afraid to ask, no matter what it is. Ask. Don't be afraid to ask, no matter what it is. Ask. Those times when it seemed like you didn't know how you were going to make it or how the situation was going to work out, but some way, somehow, God worked it out. And we heard and we said on many occasions that while we're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. But then we can come back and say the Lord God works in a mysterious way. Isn't it amazing how he knows more about your situation than you know? Sometimes you dig a hole for yourself and God still give you sand enough to climb right back up out of it. Anybody ever been down in a rut? God had to give you an invisible ladder to climb your way back out. And as you were climbing out, you ought to have been looking up to the hill saying, Lord, I just want to thank you because I wouldn't have been in this mess that I'm in. And if it had not been for me being me. Too many times we like to point the finger and want to blame everybody else for something that we could have hindered ourselves. Amen. There are a whole lot of things that mama might didn't tell you, but there are a lot of things mama told you. Amen. Daddy told you, and you got to hold on to it, and you got to know that it may not be for right then, but it will come after a while. Those of us that grew up hard-headed and stiff-necked and had our own mind, we realize now that when God blessed us with some children, we realize what attitudes can be about. We realize what it feels like when you do all that you can to try to make a place for them to lay their head and to feed them when they get hungry, but yet they'll turn their nose up in your face like you owe them something. Am I talking to anybody in here? See, we're living in an era where our children have been so spoiled and pampered that they don't know what hard living is all about. A lot of them don't understand the terminology, no, because we've given to them so much that they expect to get it. And we were taught you had to work for some things, and we were actually taught that you ain't going to get it, so ain't no need even asking for it. Neither wasting no time in that wasted conversation, opening up your mouth, because no, you ain't getting it. Sometimes you can look at the face and know, well, I was going to ask you something, but no, I ain't going to ask you now. That's all right. I didn't want nothing. We got children falling out in the stores now, having a little fit. Man, don't you know mama would have been locked up? I'd have been knocked out. She'd have been locked up. would have probably cussed the police out all the way to the courthouse. Let him know if you want him, you keep him, because he going to do what I say do. Don't forget where you come from. The Bible declares that if you spare the rod, that you spoil the child. Word of God tell you that you can beat them, then you ought to be able to beat them. Don't kill them, but beat them. They'll get over it. I'm going to move on. You know, there's something about when you go back, it just bring up so much fresh stuff. One of the main things I had a problem with was whips. Boy, that just worked me. I felt like, Mama, you done killed me. Then sometimes, you know, when them whips get a little blood spots in it, you know you've been beat then. Have no choice to be a nice guy. I was molded into being nice. Having manners. Realizing that it's not all about you. Taught that for the elders on the street, don't take something every time they need you to do something. You just go do it. If Miss Susie needs somebody to go to the store, you go to the store and don't ask Susie for nothing. As children, we were gophers. In the house and out the house. Didn't have to have that repeated name calling, because all they had to do was call your name one time. You better stand correct, and you better come running. You better answer. You better be ready to do whatever it is that they're asking you to do. It's a brand new day. Ooh, and I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to show enough need to call on the Lord. I got a 2-year-old great-granddaughter to tell you right quick, that ain't even happening. How you get that many words together and you not but two? They are not afraid to ask you for whatever it is that they want. They don't know the value of money. They don't know the struggle of what it takes for you to put your little coins together and take care of the things that are necessary before you do the extra things. But we have come this far by the grace of God. God has blessed us and allowed us to come into this place, and we thank God for a place that we can come and worship him. We come to lift his name. We come to magnify him. We come to reminisce sometime and to let our children know. You know, it's funny to us now, but it wasn't funny then. But we appreciate where we come from. We realize that it made us better people to realize that you got to go through something. And there are some things in life that you're just not going to be able to get. There's no doubt in my mind that we serve a great God, a God that is worthy of all of our praises. And I can't speak for you, but I count it all joy this morning just to be in the house of God one more time. I count it joy this morning to be able to do whatever it is that I can do for the cause of Christ. I'm so glad this morning that my mind still works and my arms and limbs still work. And if I want to lift up hands to the Lord, they're still able to lift them up. We got some folk in here that like to lift up their hand, but Arthur got them to where they can't lift up as high as they used to. But even if you can't lift your hand, you ought to be able to kick your feet. You ought to be able to shake your head, or you ought to be able to do something to show some kind of sign that, Lord, I just want to thank you. Anybody come in here to thank God? Anybody realize that God is worthy of all of your praises? Another week has passed us by, and in the midst of that week, we realize that life in the reality has manifested itself. Along with all of our joys, there's still been sickness and a whole lot of death. Found out this morning that I thank God for my transportation, and transportation work with the live folk and the dead folk. So I'm glad he picking me up and I'm talking to him. One day he might pick me up and I can't say a mumbling word. And it might sound funny, but it's a reality. Shared with me that they got four bodies at the funeral home. So since last week to this week. And you know, that's just folk we know. But you think about all the people that the death train have came in and taken out of here this week. Reminded of a song Sister Cat sang sometime, that morning train. That morning train is going to come pick you up one day. And I found out that if it don't get you in the morning, they got an afternoon train. They got an evening express. That train just don't stop running. There's no particular hour of the day that you're going to leave up out of this place. The Bible declared that no man knows the day or the hour when he's going to come. But neither do we know the day that we're going to say our last word or walk our last mile or do the last thing that we want to do. There are some folk that in the midst of cooking their dinner fall dead right there in the kitchen. You can start some stuff, but that don't mean that you're going to be able to finish. So if you were able this morning to put on your clothes and get in your mind, I'm going to the house of God, and you are here, there's a whole lot to be thankful for. In reality of life throughout this week, sickness and death has still abound. Trials and tribulations are yet still constant. And yet we can say this morning beyond a shadow of a doubt that my good days outweigh my bad days. I look around in the room and I see folk that I went to the hospital to see that had some bad days, but they can still concur with me this morning that their good days outweigh their bad days. Yeah. There's some folk in here that have trouble in their life, and every day it seemed like it was one thing after another. The hellhound was all over you, but you can still say my good days. Yeah. Outweigh my bad days. Anybody glad to have a good day? But when everything seemed to be moving, you know how sometimes you get up and you can't move like you want to move. But then the next day you get up and the back act right, your legs act right, and your mind is right. You don't have a headache. That we got some folk that have what they call migraine headaches. Yeah, I just hear them talking about it. I thank God I never had one, and I don't want to ever have one. Your head hurts so bad, you got to sit down and lay down somewhere, and you don't want no noise. You don't want that light to even shine on you. That's a headache. And we have the audacity to just sit around and complain about little stuff. We got to learn how to be thankful this morning. Thankful that God bless us to see another day's journey. Thankful that the word of God tells us that in this life you will have trials and tribulation. But Jesus comes back and say, be a good cheer. For he has already overcome the world. If you got a relationship with God, then you can handle some of the things that you go through. And folk will wonder, how is it that you got a smile on your face and I know that you're going through? It's that relationship that you have with God. We know this morning that we are living in some trying times. And let us not forget that God is still God. The God that I serve, he's the one that's still in control. And I found out that no matter how the enemy attacks us, we got to know that the Bible declared no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. No matter what you're going through, know that there is somebody somewhere in a worse condition than that you're in. Stop having that pity party. Stop looking for everybody to come running to your rescue when they were down and out, you didn't have time for nobody else. We got some folk that they don't have time for nobody. They don't care about nobody, but let something happen to them. Oh, brother preacher, you better go running by that house or they're going to talk trash about you. But you pick and choose when you're going to come see me at the church house. Hello. But let something go down in your life. You don't care whether you're sick or not. Get by here. If you can't get by here, then you don't mind them sending somebody. Let that alone. I got them in here this morning. They want to be here, so I ain't going to make y'all mad. But the reality is that is the mentality of the people of God. It's all about me, myself, and I. But you got to come to a place in life where God bless you to be a blessing. And sometimes that blessing is not actually giving away money. It's not giving away material things. Your blessing can be just being a good friend. Your blessing to somebody else could be being there to have a listening ear, because when they're going through, they need to talk to somebody. Your blessing could be is having patience enough with somebody to know that God will carry them through. We got to come to a place where we don't allow the enemy to cloud our minds in the thinking that there is no hope. We got to trust and believe that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I don't care what man tried to do with men. Some things are impossible, but not with God. We got to learn that we got to walk by faith and not by sight. If we got faith, then we carry him everywhere that we go. And we know that if it's in God's will, it shall be done. When we say that we walk by faith and not by sight, we can't allow our faith to start to waver. See, a lot of time when we say, I believe that God is going to make a way, and we suffer 2 or 3 days longer than we thought, we begin to question God. We begin to wonder, Lord, how long am I going to go through? But as the choir sang the song, if you know the word of God, they were talking about Jacob. Jacob realized that I need something. I want something from the Lord. And in a dream one night, he had a wrestle with an angel. And he was asking the Lord, I want you to do what I need you to do. And I'm not going to let you go till you bless my soul. You got to have your mind made up that I don't care what they say, I'm going to keep on calling on the name of the Lord. I don't care what the doctor say, I'm going to see and believe in the power of a healing God. I don't care what the diagnosis is. There's nobody that can diagnose your body like the power of a loving God. They can send you through the MRI machine and they can put dye into your body and see all kinds of things going on. But they didn't make the bone that you got down on the inside. You got to know who it is that made you who you are. And you got to understand that God wants you to walk by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, the Bible declared that it is impossible for us to please God. We run around here trying to please one another. That there's some folk that they won't cut their hair a certain kind of way because somebody don't like your hair like that. That there was a time when we could look at women and they had the same hairdo. Now they change hairstyles from one day to the next. They go from long to short to no hair to half a hair to hair all the way down their backs. You want some hair? Ask for it. Used to be a time you had to pray and grieve that old scalp of yours and wait on the Lord to let it grow. But time has brought about the weave. Time has brought about that other hair that y'all sew in and glue in and do all kind of stuff. You want to look like Beyonce next week, all you got to do is go get some of that curly hair. Don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Somebody's not going to like it. How many of you know some of them will tell you right quick, if you didn't buy it, shut your mouth. That brings me to my point. The world is full of naysayers, doubters, haters. Some folk hate it that you can do what you want to do when you want to do it, but that's your money. Yeah. Too many people dwell on the negative things of life. But I'm so glad that the Bible still declared that in the world that we live in, there's still some people that got a positive mindset. There is some prayer warriors in the house this morning. There's some folk that won't take no for an answer. There's some folk that believe some way or somehow God will make a way. I don't know about you, but I serve a God that is able and will do anything that we ask him to do. And I wonder, do you know anybody this morning that is standing on the word of God? See, if you stand on the word of God, then you know that there's nothing that can be denied you when it's in the will of God. We know, and we've heard on many occasions, that we know that God will supply our every need. But the problem is that we worry a God about the thing that we want. When we learn how to distinguish the difference between what we need and what we want, then we can understand what a blessing it is to thank God for what we got. If you would take time to just look at the thing that you have in life, most of us, even in here, as poor as we are, we got everything that we need. But we get caught up into worrying about what we want. As we stand on the word of God and as we experience what God has, we got to learn to take it one step at a time. And I come this morning to encourage somebody and to challenge others this morning. Not to be afraid to ask God for what you want. No matter what it is this morning, you got to learn how to open up your mouth. You got to learn how to talk to the power of a loving God. You got to know that in the book of James, the Bible declares sometimes you have not because you ask not. Bible also said we ask and we receive not because we ask amiss. When you're asking for something that you don't need, then God in his loving power sometimes look out for you. You ever heard somebody say, be careful what you ask for? Whole lot of us asked for something and found out that it's once we got it, we didn't want what we had. That's as simple as a man or a woman. You know how it is. He looked good on the outside and you had to have him. But when you got him home, that joker wasn't no good. Oh, she got a fine body and she looked good, but she can't cook a pot of grits. Be careful what you ask for. We live our lives. We got to remember that asking is a form of praying. Jesus, in his encouragement for us to pray, tells us in St. Matthew 7:7-8, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So all we got to do is have faith and confidence, open up our mouths and ask, and it shall be done. Too many of us allow this small three-letter word to keep us from the blessings that God has for us. We have to be brave enough to ask. But one way we rationalize it is that the answer can only be yes or no. You ever been afraid to ask for something? Then when you began to really think about it, they can't say nothing but yes or no. For all it takes is me opening up my mouth and a little bit of time. Ask means to seek to know or to seek information of. Ask is also defined as to seek as a favor or to invite. If you want to know something, you don't know if you don't know if you don't ask. We got to look at our supporting text this morning. John speaks on how faith can overcome the principles of the world conflicts. That if we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that we got victory through the faith that we have, that we shall overcome the world. Bible declares that we know Jesus as to who he is, we shall have eternal life. We can be firm and be sure that there is nothing that God cannot do. I believe that we got to trust the power of a loving God. John says that this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, the Bible declared that he will hear us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we may ask him, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. In other words, James is saying that if you ask the Lord for something, John tells us all you got to do is open up your mouth. You know that if I ask God and I know that he hears my very voice, that the Lord will come through and give me the petitions that I ask for. In other words, whatever it is that you ask the Lord to do, how many of you know that the Lord God will do just that? I just stopped by to tell somebody that the Lord God will do what nobody else can do. I want to let you know that you can't be afraid to open up your mouth. If there's anybody in the house this morning, got something on your mind, got something that you need the Lord God to do, or there's something that you want God to do in your life, I just stopped by to tell you this morning to open up your mouth. Open up your heart this morning, for the Bible declares if you ask the Lord to do it, you got to seek it out and know that God will hear your humble cry. I'm so glad this morning that I can call on the power of a loving God. I'm so glad this morning that I know that God sits high and he looked down low. I'm so glad this morning that God got his ears wide open right now. Somebody was talking to the Lord earlier this morning before the sun began to rise this morning. Somebody was down on bended knees talking to the Lord and asking God for this, that, or the other. I can hear somebody right now saying, Lord, let me have a good day. I can hear somebody right now saying, Lord, I don't want to feel no pain in my body today. I can hear somebody right now saying, bless my grandma and my grandpa. I heard somebody early this morning say, oh, Lord, bless my children. Bless my grandchildren. Make everything all right. Did you hear that somebody called on the Lord and said, oh, Lord, I want you to be a bridge across my troubled water? I want to tell somebody this morning that if you open up your mouth, the Lord God will hear what you got to say. I just stopped by to tell somebody, don't be afraid to ask the Lord for what you want. In our text this morning, the Bible declared that there were two blind men. They were walking around and they heard that Jesus was coming by. And the Bible declared that these two blind men, they followed Jesus and they began to cry out, oh, son of David, oh, master of the universe, oh, my God, have mercy on us. But I want to let you know this morning that they heard they had a mind to follow the Lord. Now, isn't it kind of funny that these two men were blind, but yet they followed Jesus all the way home? I somebody let somebody know that if you can't see out of your eyes, you got to hear with your ears. You got to have faith in the power of God. I see these two men right now walking behind the power of a loving God. And when they got into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus opened up his mouth and said, do you believe? Do you believe that I'm able to do this thing? See, if you're going to ask the Lord for something, you got to believe that he is able. Is anybody believing this morning that what you ask the Lord to do, that God is able to hear your humble cry? These two blind men said, oh, yeah, Lord, I believe you'll make a way. I believe you'll heal my body. I believe you'll mend my arm. I believe you'll make everything all right. I believe you'll get the hellhounds off my back. I believe you'll put Satan behind me. Oh, God, I believe that you are my God. I believe that you are my Savior. I believe that you are a way maker. Then they said unto him, according to your faith, be it unto you. So if you believe in the power of God, if you believe that what you ask God to do, that God got a listening ear, and God will come down to your secret closet, get right there in the closet with you, and let you know that everything is going to be all right. The Bible says, and they opened up their eyes, for the Lord God touched their eyes and made everything all right. And straightway he told them, don't tell nobody, don't tell nobody of what I've done for you. See, sometimes you talk too much. When God bless you, learn how to keep it to yourself. Don't tell everybody everything, but you know that you know that you know that the Lord God was right there by your side. I'm a living witness this morning that the Lord God will make a way. No sickness on this old earth, because when I call on the name of Jesus, the Bible says he healeth all of thine diseases. By his stripes, anybody sick this morning? Anybody got a loved one on the bed of affliction? By his stripes, you can be healed. Don't be afraid to ask. No matter what it is, ask. Open up your mouth and ask. Anybody got anything that they want? Anybody got anything that you need? Oh, look and see. Oh, God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. My God is good. My God is a way maker. My God is a prayer answering God. My God can do what nobody else can do. Oh, God. My God is a doctor. My God is a lawyer. My God is a counselor. My God is King of Kings. My God is Lord of Lords. My God is a way maker. My God is a bridge across my troubled waters. My God, he is my God. Trust in him. Open up your mouth to him and believe that he is. And he will do. He will do. He will do. He'll give you your desires. And whatever you petition to him, whatever you ask God, whatever you ask God, God can do it. You tell that naysayer, you tell that doubter, I don't want to hear that negative mess today, because I serve a God that is able. I serve a God that can and will do. And I found out that all I got to do is open up my mouth. And then I'm reminded of the songwriter. They said if I couldn't say a word. Because see, we got some folk that were born and could not speak. But they can still have a relationship with God. And all they got to do is just wave their hand and say, Lord, I know you know what I'm going through. You will hear my humble cry. You will come to my rescue when I need you the most. You will step in. When they thought that you was not going to make it, that's a good time to let God show up. And once God shows up, he will show out. These two blind men realize the Son of David, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I'm blind and I cannot see. But, oh, Son of David, have mercy on us. And the Lord said, do you believe that I can do it? Where's your faith? It's got to be more than lip service. You got to believe that he is and that he can do the impossible. God is an awesome God. And I'm going to trust him. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I went and attended a minister's meeting on yesterday. And as I got in there, and those ministers that had been praying for me, and they were so happy to see me back in the meeting. First meeting that I made this year. Never had ever missed a meeting in my whole time of being part of that conference. At the conclusion of the meeting, they had prayer, and one of the ministers anointed me and prayed for me. But you know, prayer is just words unless you believe. I had a heart to receive whatever it is that God wanted me to get. And at the conclusion of the prayer, I said, you know, I want to let y'all know something. I thank you for all of your prayers. I thank you for your love. I thank you for being there. But most of all, I want to let you know that at this point, I'm in the process of my healing. So don't stop praying now. Just because I'm up on my feet, you still got to keep on praying. I got to keep on praying. But the bottom line is, I got to believe that whatever we ask God to do, God's going to do it. I can only speak for myself, but I know that there are others in here that are going through in your body. If it's not one thing, it's another. And no matter how small or how large, whatever it is, don't be afraid to ask God to step in and to do what needs to be done. I thank God for being in this church. For some of our anchors. Now look around and see these pillar posts. How they've struggled and how they've gone through. And once God bring them through, they still in the service of the Lord. I look at Miss Karen May, and for all those months that she wore that thing around her neck, with all the trouble that she had, but because she believed in the power of God, she was able to take that thing off, and she's back in the house of God. Sister Vinnie been in and out of the hospital, in and out of the hospital, but she bounced back, I tell you the truth. There is nothing that God cannot do. Brother Alvin over there, he one of them, he ain't going to let you know that he hurting. And he can work harder with a half broke arm than most men can work with two good arms. My Pearl 90 plus. Still fried me chicken. I am so blessed. And so that's what helps make it easy. Brother Williams up there. A couple of times we thought we were going to lose him. But God stepped in. I can look around the house and see the blessings of what God has done. And if I know that if God had did it for you, he'll do the same thing for me. Yeah. Don't be afraid to ask. Believe and trust God.